Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has begun a critical trip to China armed with a strengthened diplomatic hand following Senate approval of a foreign aid package that will provide billions of dollars in assistance to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, as well as force TikTok's China-based parent company to sell the social media platform, all areas of contention between Washington and Beijing. More from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Blinken arrived in Shanghai Wednesday, just hours after the U.S. Senate vote on the long-stalled legislation, and shortly before President Joe Biden is expected to sign it into law to demonstrate U.S. resolve in defending its allies and partners. Passage of the bill will add further complications to an already complex relationship strained by disagreements over numerous global and regional disputes. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
U.S. officials say Ukraine has used long-range missiles provided secretly by the U.S. to hit airfields in Crimea. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
U.S. officials say Ukraine, for the first time, has used a long-range ballistic missile secretly provided by Washington. The officials say the Ukrainians used the missiles, known as ATACMS, last week on a Russian military airfield in Crimea and another occupied location overnight. Kyiv had pleaded for the long-range missiles, which nearly double the striking distance they had with the mid-range version the U.S. provided last year. The Biden administration secretly provided the long-range ATACMS last month. The delivery was so secret, lawmakers and others have recently been demanding the U.S. send the weapons to help against a Russian onslaught, not knowing the ATACMS were already in Ukraine. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day.